Well, we're now joined by Kurt Haggerty, head coach of the Bradford Bulls. Kurt, looking back at that narrow loss to Hull FC, what do you feel were the biggest lessons your team took away, particularly in terms of handling the pressure?
I think in regards to handling the pressure, I think we'd shown that we believe we can compete in this competition. I don't think the crowd, the stadium, the day, the occasion affected us. You know, we went to Hull with an objective to win the game. We didn't quite achieve that, but we come out with a lot of positives apart from the two serious injuries.
How do you sort of plan to apply the lessons from that Hull game? Certainly when you look at improving that sort of last 10, 15 minutes execution moving forward?
Well, I just think it's repetition. We've still got a relatively new group, so being in their moments will only help us and we'll learn from them. We've spoke about it today, we've reviewed it. But yeah, again, we're a relatively new group. We're still learning what that looks like, and the experience from the game will only help us. I've got some very good players here. We'll learn and move on really quickly from the moment.
Certainly, there was a lot there to take that you can build on moving forward.
Oh, for sure, Mick. Yeah, there's so many positives. I think the biggest positive for me was from minute one to minute 79, we still believed in the philosophy of play we want to play. You know, our style of rugby, you know, and we showed that we're tough and resilient defensively. So we ticked a lot of boxes in that aspect.
The game style against London was very expansive. Against Hull, it was still expansive, but less so. Is that the game style against Hull nearer to where you want to be?
I think the London game was a bit of an anomaly, just because it was down to 12 for 40 minutes. I think we probably got a little bit too lost in it. But yeah, for sure, we still missed a lot of opportunities at Hull in our style of play, which we've looked at today. So what I would say is expect more.
Don't want to make this a reoccurring theme, but against Hull, now the dust has settled, a lot of people have had a chance to review and reflect, but it did feel that there was some decisions that seemingly went against the Bradford Bulls. Have you addressed those with the RFL head of referees, Phil Bentham, or are you happy and content?
No, I've not had a conversation with them yet, but there'll be moments, I'm sure, where I'll speak and I'll challenge it. I think it's picking the right moments, the right opportunities, but again, we're all learning the new rules and what it doesn't look like to me. Some things are black and white, some are grey, and I certainly in the black and white moments I like to see strong refereeing.
You came out of that game with some injury adversity. What are the latest updates on both Jaden Ochimbar and Dan Russell?
So both the scans this afternoon, so I'll probably know more this evening, Mick, but they both do look pretty serious.
Is it fair to say, in terms of the seriousness, that you're expecting both to have an extended absence from first team duties?
Yeah, reluctantly so.
In terms of Ethan Ryan, what's the latest with Ethan?
Yeah, so Ethan's run today for the first time, but he's done no contact, so Ethan will do collision tomorrow, and then we'll know more tomorrow, but at the moment we're looking pretty positive.
And that's obviously good for Ethan Ryan. If he had played on Saturday, it would have been his 100th career appearance.
Yeah, he was very frustrated, but I spoke to him privately. I said, listen, I said, the moment's going to come. It'll come sooner rather than later. I'm actually really looking forward to the moment, being in that privileged position to give him that shirt. So yeah, it'll be a nice moment I can share with Ethan for sure.
We've touched on it a little bit, obviously. Bateman and Gill, and I think Cameron Bate have gone out on loan. In terms of you yourself as a coach, what sort of a coach are you in respect of sort of reviewing the loan players? Because in the past, there's been loan players who've said, oh, I've heard nothing from my head coach.
Oh, well, my first job this morning was for Lee Greenwood to speak to Dewsbury, get the footage of the game. My analyst, Tom, will clip it up and we'll present clips to him. So yeah, we'll take it serious if they played Super League. So he's played 70 minutes. They won the game. They come from behind. I had him in the office this morning, had a conversation with him. We actually celebrated in the team meeting because he's the first one with a win this season. So yeah, we'll take it as serious as we was being a Super League player.
Opportunities for other players, Kurt, with the injuries, perhaps to step up on Friday against Catalans?
Yeah, I've said numerous times up to now, it's next man up mentality. We're not just a team, we're a squad. And I'm really looking forward to lads who are going to get an opportunity to play. It will differ within the season. But yeah, overall, it's next man up. Come in, have a crack and be a good team player.
You mentioned in the first interview we ever did that you're expecting the injuries to come, probably not so early, but in terms of that injury adversity with the players out, how much pressure does that currently put you and the team under?
I think it's how you deal with it. I think if we externally let it know that really affects us, it can be an issue. But again, the group are fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing some lads get an opportunity. If you would have asked me a month ago, would you have lost 3 year starters by round two? I'd have said, please no. But ultimately it happens. It happens in our game. It happens in sport. And we'll deal with it like everybody else. And, you know, again, I'm really excited to see the opportunity some players are going to get.
How important is it that Bradford bounce back quickly from that opening defeat, and what sort of mindset are you trying to instill in the players when facing a seasoned Super League side like Catalans here on Friday?
So we reviewed today and we reviewed the game. It was very frustrating because we thought we could have won the game. We looked at the areas where we need to be a lot better to win Super League games. There's a belief we can win at this level. So certainly being not content that we just went to Hull and competed, it's knowing that we build for the next game to win the next game, and that'll be for the next 26, next 27 rounds. So there's a belief we can go and win. The big fix up for us was the ruck. But again, I think every team's going through the same process as what I'm going through. I'm finding it very difficult to coach you because I don't know any black and white within the areas of the ruck. So we're like everybody else, we'll learn it as we go and try and fix it best we can.
How do you prepare specifically for a team like the Catalan Dragons, given, I guess, their reputation as a powerful forward pack and really physical style of play side?
Well, what I'd say is the style of rugby Joel's got them playing is looks different. You know, they've got a very good spine. They're moving the ball, even in really wet conditions. I think he's playing a really good brand of rugby with them. For sure, they're certainly a big pack. So we've got to be ready for that physical battle. We're back at Oddsall, so we're back in our home ground. But I think what Joel's doing over at the Catalans, you can really see there's a different version of how they want to play. And we're going to have to be very good to beat them.
I watched the Huddersfield Catalans game on Friday evening, Kurt, and certainly you've just emphasised the point I was going to make, that Lewis Dodd, Toby Sexton certainly looked very, very sharp against Huddersfield on Friday. Do you see what you're going to face with Catalans here at Oddsall, a bit of a step up on Hull FC at the weekend?
I'm not sure if it's a step up. They're both very good Super League teams. You'd like to think both pushing for the top six. So we're fully aware of the challenge we've got ahead of us. Like, again, they've got a very good spine, and then they've got a forward pack that takes them forward. So, and then they've got a very good fullback in Charlie Staines. So we'll have to do our homework around him. But it's very difficult early on in Super League because we've got the Toulouse game to go off, which footage isn't great. And then you've got the game over in Catalan where the weather's so bad. So you don't really get a true reflection yet. But I've seen enough from Catalan to show that they could be a good team this year.
This, of course, will be Bradford's first home game back in the Super League. What role do you expect a large Oddsall crowd to play? We've just been speaking to one of the co-owners, and he's expecting 10,000 plus here on Friday.
Well, that would be amazing. You know, but ultimately, for the squad, for myself, we just need to be very similar to this week at Hull. There's a lot to celebrate. You know, there'll be milestones in the game, but we'll just focus on coming to work. Once the razzmatazz is done, let's kick off and we're straight into the game.
How do you feel your team can use Oddsall and the home advantage to build momentum throughout the season, Kurt?
Yeah, well, it's really important being at home. Our stadium's iconic. You know, there's going to be hopefully 8,000 to 10,000 every home game. So that for sure, it's great for us as a club, and it's only going to benefit the team, and it gives us energy in them big moments, then we'll take it for sure.
You mentioned a lot of people have questioned whether your style of rugby league will work at Oddsall. What gives you confidence that it is all going to come together and work on Friday evening?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we've not trained on it. So it's our first training session also tomorrow. So we'll learn more tomorrow. Listen, the style of rugby, the lads have been fantastic. They fully bought him. And we'll show a version on Oddsall that, because I quite like the narrative of it won't work on Oddsall. So it's a bit of a narrative for me. So I'm really looking forward to what we can showcase at home.
Just on the lack of being able to train on Oddsall, is that down to the pitch work, the groundwork, the stadium work?
Oh, it's totally understandable. There's so much going on at the stadium. They're trying to preserve the pitch. They're trying to preserve everything around. There's a lot of work going on. So it's probably more of the health and safety risk than anything. But we're really looking forward, and we're thankful that we're on it tomorrow. You know, we'll get a big session in it tomorrow, hopefully back on it again Thursday. And then, but yeah, we're fully understanding the situation that we've been in.
Just on Jaden Nikarima, is there a latest update, a time frame? I know you've said 4 to 6 weeks. What's his recovery looking like?
It's hard. If I get asked the same question every week, it'll be the same one every single week. You know, he's progressing nicely. He's going through his prehab methodically, you know, and he's a good professional. So we're getting back in the space of 4 to 5 weeks. I'd be really happy.
I know you've mentioned previously recruitment never stops. It's ongoing throughout the season. Have you perhaps had a look or made phone calls this week, Kurt?
Oh, in regards to strengthening the squad? No, not as yet. Not as yet. In regards to recruitment for next year, we're certainly looking now. I'm starting to create lists of what we can look at and potential movement for next year. But as of right now, no, we'll focus on what we've got and then we'll go from there.
And just finally, Kurt, we've just had the first round of the Super League. Certainly showed every club is at a different, you know, state to the rest, with good, close, competitive games. No one's really hit the ground running in round one.
No, but the three promoted clubs, I think, have really done a good showing in the first round, in particular the two teams that have won. So, you know, I think it's sure that's going to be a really competitive year. What I am enjoying seeing is the running dummy halves are back. So the game is quicker. You're seeing dummy halves go out and run again, which is only exciting for the game. So, yeah, I'm fully supportive of the new rules and the style of rugby that's being showcased in round one.
Thank you very much. All the best for Friday, Kurt.
Good on you. Thank you. Come on.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.